You can find a lot of good quotes from wise people. You can read some thoughtful sayings from famous people. But none of these can match the wisdom of Solomon. And here are 10 examples from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Wicked people act like that they're super confident, but inside they feel guilt and fear. Their conscience troubles them, and they're afraid of getting caught. That makes them defensive. That's why they become angry when they're confronted, and that's why they run from conflict. That's why they take things so personally. Even when there's nothing threatening said, they feel the need to hide. Why? Because they're guilty. We have an old saying, the guilty dog barks first. But an honest, righteous person has nothing to fear. He has nothing to hide. He's at peace with his own conscience, and he's not afraid of the truth. He honors it. That honesty gives him courage that a moral coward doesn't have. Verse 6, better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich. A poor man may not get the attention that other people get. He may not get the respect that he really deserves. People are often very unfair and carnal in the way that they see other people. Proverbs 14, verse 20 says, the poor is hated by his own neighbors, but the rich has many friends. But if a poor man is honest, he's better than a rich man who is not. An honest poor man is better than a lying rich man. People today need to hear this because they oftentimes don't believe it. They look at being rich and successful as the greatest achievement in life, regardless of how they get there. This proverb reminds us to have respect and appreciation for an honest man, regardless of his station in life. Verse 9, one who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. A person who refuses to listen to God has no right to expect that God will listen to him. In fact, when a rebellious sinner prays to God, and by a rebellious sinner, I mean a man that deliberately sins and has no intention to stop, when that man prays, his prayer is detestable to God. It is an offense. It is an insult to God. Many times, the prophets of God in the Old Testament rebuked the Israelites who did this. And you can read about those vain prayers in Isaiah 1, Jeremiah 7, and Amos chapter 5. People today need to hear Solomon's words about this as well. There are people who live to cuss and drink and commit fornication and adultery, and yet they talk about the good Lord and act like that the Lord hears them. Jesus has a question for these people. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Now verse 13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Forgiveness is really a simple thing when you think about it. It's all about being honest. Some people try to hide their sins. Solomon said this won't get a person far. He may keep his sin secret for a while, but eventually it comes out. And when it does, his artificial world caves in on him. But if we're humble and confess, we'll have mercy. Notice that he said to confess and forsake sin. Confession is not just saying we've sinned. It means to turn away from it, that is, to repent. Two good companion verses are James 5, verse 16, which says, confess your trespasses to one another, and 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, which says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 16, a ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. Solomon was a king himself, so he knew by experience and by inspiration what it took to be a good ruler. A leader who makes life hard on the people is not using good sense. And ironically, Solomon's own son Rehoboam, who took the throne after his father, learned this the hard way. He went against the advice of the older men. and he told the people that he was going to be much harder on them. And what happened? The kingdom divided. 1 Kings chapter 12. On the other hand, verse 16 says a king should hate covetousness. Not just avoid it, but hate it. Moses' father-in-law Jethro said that judges need to be men who hate covetousness. Exodus chapter 18, verse 21. One of the most important qualities of a leader in the Bible is the right attitude toward money. He is to be a man who despises greed and the corruption that it brings. Verse 21. To show partiality is not good, because for a piece of bread a man will transgress. This verse is a good follow-up to verse 16. How fair and just a man is depends on his attitude about money. If he's honest about money and content with what he has, he'll be more likely to be fair in how he treats others. But if he's greedy, he won't be fair. He'll lie for a bribe. He'll condemn a good man for a monetary favor. He'll excuse lawbreakers for a reward. Solomon said that the amount doesn't have to be much. It can be just a piece of bread. And of course, he's not just talking about leaders here. It's never right to be partial. It's never good to compromise for anyone or anything in any situation. Verse 22, a man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. Speaking of money, here is another verse about how a person looks at it. What kind of person hurries to be rich? Solomon said, a man with an evil eye. Now, this is what Jesus was talking about in Matthew 6:22 when he said that the lamp of the body is the eye. The context of that verse is money. How we look at riches affects the way that we see everything else. How many people are in a hurry to get rich? Some gamble. Some lie and cheat. Others neglect God and family. Study their life carefully. Every time, their love for money causes trouble. In fact, he says they often end up being poor. Verse 23, he who rebukes a man will find more favor afterward than he who flatters with the tongue. We usually are afraid that people will get mad at us and hate us even if we tell them they're wrong. It's true that they may be angry for a while, at least at first. But later, they often think about it. And if they're the right kind of people, they will appreciate you for it. You can probably remember somebody in your life telling you something that you didn't want to hear. You got mad and didn't feel good toward that person for a time, but then you realized that it was for your good, and you were glad the person said it. People respect you in the long run for telling them the truth. They may be swayed for a while by somebody who flatters them, but they don't really respect that person. Verse 26, he who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. How many times have we seen Solomon warning about trusting our feelings? How many proverbs tell us not to feel proud about our own wisdom? Remember Proverbs 16, verse 25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Proverbs 21, verse 2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Proverbs 12, verse 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. And yet our culture encourages this very thing. Songs and movies and even educators tell young people to follow their heart. Solomon said, this is foolish. Instead, he says, walk wisely. Listen to good counsel. Face the facts instead of going by your emotions. And above all, listen to the Bible, even when it goes against what you feel or what you think in your heart. Verse 28, when the wicked arise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. This verse is especially true when evil men rise to positions of power. People pull into themselves as a result. They keep their thoughts, and sadly, they keep their good ideas and their talents to themselves. Fear drives them into seclusion. When evil men die, people breathe a sigh of relief. They feel free and safe and happy again. This happens when an evil dictator dies, and it also happens when an evil person leaves a community. It's a fact of life that evil people can make life hard on others. The good thing is they don't stay around that long. Time takes care of things, especially when the hand of God intervenes. And that's wisdom for your day from Proverbs chapter 28.